Question 1. Law proposed by initiative petition. Availability of motor vehicle repair information. Do you approve of a law summarized below on which no vote was taken by the Senate or House of Representatives on or before May 1, 2012? Summary. As required by law, summaries are written by the State Attorney General, and the statements describing the effect of a yes or no vote are written jointly by the State Attorney General and the Secretary of the Commonwealth. This proposed law would prohibit any motor vehicle manufacturer, starting with model year 2015, from selling or leasing, either directly or through a dealer, a new motor vehicle without allowing the owner to have access to the same diagnostic and repair information made available to the manufacturer's dealers and in-state authorized repair facilities. The manufacturer would have to allow the owner or the owner's designated in-state independent repair facility, one not affiliated with a manufacturer or its authorized dealers, to obtain diagnostic and repair information electronically on an hourly, daily, monthly, or yearly subscription basis for no more than fair market value and on terms that do not unfairly favor dealers and authorized repair facilities. The manufacturer would have to provide access to the information through a non-proprietary vehicle interface using a standard applied in federal emissions control regulations. Such information would have to include the same content and be in the same form and accessible in the same manner as is provided to the manufacturer's dealers and authorized repair facilities. For vehicles manufactured from 2002 through model year 2014, the proposed law would require a manufacturer of motor vehicles sold in Massachusetts to make available for purchase by vehicle owners and in-state independent repair facilities the same diagnostic and repair information that the manufacturer makes available through an electronic system to its dealers and in-state authorized repair facilities. Manufacturers would have to make such information available in the same form and manner, and to the same extent, as they do for dealers and authorized repair facilities. The information would be available for purchase on an hourly, daily, monthly, or yearly subscription basis for no more than fair market value and on terms that do not unfairly favor dealers and authorized repair facilities. For vehicles manufactured from 2002 through model year 2014, the proposed law would also require manufacturers to make available for purchase by vehicle owners and in-state independent repair facilities all diagnostic repair tools incorporating the same diagnostic, repair, and wireless capabilities as those available to dealers and authorized repair facilities. Such tools would have to be made available for no more than fair market value and on terms that do not unfairly favor dealers and authorized repair facilities. For all years covered by the proposed law, the required diagnostic and repair information would not include the information necessary to reset a vehicle immobilizer, an anti-theft device that prevents a vehicle from being started unless the correct key code is present. Such information would have to be made available to dealers, repair facilities, and owners through a separate, secure data release system. The proposed law would not require a manufacturer to reveal a trade secret and would not interfere with any agreement made by a manufacturer, dealer, or authorized repair facility that is in force on the effective date of the proposed law. Starting January 1, 2013, the proposed law would prohibit any agreement that waives or limits a manufacturer's compliance with the proposed law. Any violation of the proposed law would be treated as a violation of existing state consumer protection and unfair trade practices laws. What your vote will do. A yes vote would enact the proposed law requiring motor vehicle manufacturers to allow vehicle owners and independent repair facilities in Massachusetts to have access to the same vehicle diagnostic and repair information made available to the manufacturer's Massachusetts dealers and authorized repair facilities. A no vote would make no change in existing laws. Arguments. As provided by law, the 150-word arguments are written by proponents and opponents of each question and reflect their opinions. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts does not endorse these arguments and does not certify the truth or accuracy of any statement made in these arguments. The names of the individuals and organizations who wrote each argument and any written comments by others about each argument are on file in the office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth. In favor. A yes vote on right to repair will make it more convenient and less expensive for car owners to get car repairs by ensuring that no one is forced to go to a dealership for repairs unless they want to. A broad coalition of independent repair shops and consumer groups like AAA urge a yes vote on right to repair, because they believe it is only fair that when you buy a car, you have access to all information needed to fix it. A yes vote on right to repair will give car owners more options for where they can get car repairs. A yes vote will allow all car owners and independent repair shops to have access to all information necessary to fix their car. A yes vote on right to repair means it's your car. You paid for it. You should get it fixed where you want. Authored by Arthur W. Kinsman, Massachusetts Right to Repair Committee, 9 Park Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02108. Phone number 617-248-9427. Website www.massrighttorepair.com. Argument against. Automakers already make repair information and tools available for purchase by anyone as a result of a 2002 national agreement. Repair shops oppose this measure because the current system works. This measure would negatively alter how repair information is provided and mandate the redesign of all cars, trucks, 18-wheelers, public transit and school buses, fire engines, ambulances, motorcycles, and RVs. It would require the use of 15-year-old outdated technology. Worse, this backward redesign, which adds to sticker price, must occur by January 2, 2014. Or vehicles cannot be sold in Massachusetts. This measure could lead to the release of sensitive personal information, make vehicle hacking easier, and threaten safety and fuel efficiency innovation. Increased safety threats, including theft, are why law enforcement opposes the measure. Nothing in the measure requires any supposed savings to be passed on to consumers. A no vote protects consumer safety and ensures vehicle choice. Authored by David Martin, Treasurer, Citizens Committee for Safe and Fair Repair, 202 Bonham Road, Dedham, Mass., 02026. Phone number 617-312-8031. Website www.votenoon1ma.com. The full text of the question. Be it enacted by the people and by their authority as follows. Section 1. The general laws of Massachusetts shall be amended by inserting after Chapter 93I the following new Chapter 93J. Chapter 93J, Massachusetts Right to Repair Act. Section 1. As used in this chapter, the following words shall, unless the context clearly indicates a different meaning, have the following meanings. Authorized repair facility. A person or business operating in the Commonwealth that is affiliated by contract or otherwise with an authorized dealer or motor vehicle manufacturer and is engaged in the diagnosis, service, maintenance, or repair of motor vehicles or motor vehicle engines. Dealer, a person or business authorized by a manufacturer to lease or sell the manufacturer's new motor vehicles at retail, provided, however, that the dealer is also engaged in the diagnosis, service, maintenance, or repair of motor vehicles or motor vehicle engines. Immobilizer system. An electronic device equipped on a vehicle for the sole purpose of preventing the theft of that vehicle by preventing a vehicle from being started unless the correct key code is present. Independent repair facility. A person or business operating in the Commonwealth engaged in the diagnosis, service, maintenance, or repair of motor vehicles or motor vehicle engines, and that is not affiliated with a manufacturer or a dealer. Manufacturer, any person or business engaged in the business of manufacturing or assembling new motor vehicles. Owner, a person or business who owns, leases, or otherwise has the legal right to use and possess a motor vehicle or the agent of that person. Trade secret, anything tangible or intangible or electronically kept or stored, which constitutes, represents, evidences or records a secret scientific, technical, merchandising, production, or management information, design, process, procedure, formula, invention, or improvement. Section 2. Commencing with new motor vehicle model year 2015 and thereafter, no manufacturer of a motor vehicle may sell or lease or offer for sale or lease directly or through a dealer a new motor vehicle without affording to the owner access to the same diagnostic and repair information relative to said new motor vehicle that the manufacturer makes available to its dealers and authorized repair facilities. The manufacturer shall maintain a diagnostic and repair information system, which shall enable the owner of the motor vehicle or the owner's designated independent repair facility the capability to utilize such system via the World Wide Web or other electronically available manufacturer repair information system on an hourly, daily, monthly, or yearly subscription basis, at cost, and terms that are no greater than fair market value, and non-discriminatory as compared with the terms and costs charged to dealers or authorized repair facilities. Manufacturers shall provide access to their diagnostic and repair information system through a non-proprietary vehicle interface that complies with SAE J2534, as required by the United States Environmental Protection Agency in 40 CFR 86.1808-01F. The manufacturer's diagnostic and repair information system shall provide the same diagnostic and repair information, including technical updates, which the manufacturer makes available to its dealers and authorized motor vehicle repair facilities. The content of said diagnostic and repair information system shall be in the same form and shall be accessed in the same manner as is available to dealers and authorized motor vehicle repair facilities utilizing said information system. Manufacturers shall exclude diagnostic, service and repair information necessary to reset a vehicle immobilizer system. Information necessary to reset a vehicle immobilizer system shall be obtained by dealers, authorized motor vehicle repair facilities, motor vehicle owners, and independent motor vehicle repair facilities through the Secure Data Release Model System, as currently used by the National Automotive Service Task Force, or other known, reliable, and accepted law enforcement internet-based systems. Section 3. For vehicles manufactured from 2002 through the model year 2014, a manufacturer of motor vehicles sold in the Commonwealth shall make available for purchase by owners of motor vehicles manufactured by the manufacturer and by independent repair facilities the same diagnostic and repair information, including repair technical updates, that the manufacturer makes available to its dealers and authorized repair facilities through the manufacturer's World Wide Web Diagnostic and Repair Information System, or other electronically available manufacturer's repair information system. All content of said repair information system shall be made available to owners and to independent repair facilities in the same form and manner and to the same extent as is made available to dealers and authorized repair facilities utilizing said repair information system. Manufacturers shall exclude diagnostic, service, and repair information necessary to reset a vehicle immobilizer system. Information necessary to reset a vehicle immobilizer system shall be obtained by dealers, authorized repair facilities, owners, and independent repair facilities through the Secure Data Release Model System, as currently used by the National Automotive Service Task Force, or other known, reliable, and accepted law enforcement internet-based systems. Access to the manufacturer's diagnostic and repair information system shall be available for purchase by owners and independent repair facilities on an hourly, daily, monthly, or yearly subscription basis, and at cost and terms that are no greater than fair market value and non-discriminatory as compared with the terms and costs charged to dealers or authorized repair facilities. Each manufacturer shall make available for purchase by owners and independent repair facilities all diagnostic repair tools incorporating the same diagnostic, repair, and wireless capabilities that the manufacturer makes available to its dealers and authorized motor vehicle repair facilities. These tools shall incorporate the same functional repair capabilities that the manufacturer makes available to dealers and authorized repair facilities. The cost and other terms of any sale of such tools to owners and to independent repair facilities shall be no greater than fair market value and non-discriminatory as compared to the terms and costs charged to dealers or authorized repair facilities. Section 4. Nothing in this chapter shall require a motor vehicle manufacturer to divulge a trade secret. Section 5. Nothing in this chapter shall be interpreted or construed to abrogate, interfere with, contradict, or alter the terms of any agreement made by a manufacturer, dealer, or authorized repair facility executed and in force as of the effective date of this chapter. On and after January 1, 2013, no person shall make or enter an agreement that purports to waive, avoid, restrict, or limit a manufacturer's compliance with this chapter, and any such agreement shall be void and unenforceable. Section 6. Any violation of this chapter shall be deemed to be an unfair method of competition, and an unfair or deceptive act or practice in the conduct of trade or commerce in violation of Section 2 of Chapter 93A. In the event of a dispute concerning the determination of fair market value under this chapter, the parties may agree to binding arbitration under the rules of the American Arbitration Association. Or, absent such agreement, either party may initiate an action in the Superior Court for relief under Chapter 231A.